Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody, this is going to be a lot of fun for you guys. I don't know if you may have not... I don't know how familiar you guys are going to be with our guest. He's actually a guy I just kind of found out about, but he's been crushing it as a copywriter. He actually moved from Ireland as a teenager after his older brother took out a second mortgage for him to go basically move to Miami and spend time with Gary Halbert. After 3 days, Gary asked him to actually move in with him. So I want to introduce you guys to Caleb O'Dowd. Caleb, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's an honor to be here.
How in the world did you get the late, great, amazing Mr. Gary Halbert to allow you to actually move in with him? What the heck was going on?
Oh, well, I had the opportunity to move to Miami and get 3 weeks of training from Gary. And at the end of that 3 weeks, we had accomplished a lot. We had done a lot. We had spent so much time together that he was like, hey, you know what? You got to come and work with me. And it cost $19,000 to go to Gary for the first 3 weeks. He said that he was going to give me 3 weeks of his time. And at the end of 3 weeks, that was that. So when he said to me, hey, you're not going anywhere, you're going to stay here and work with me, I said, well, essentially, I'm broke, I don't have any money. And he said, well, you can come and sleep on the floor, the pump up mattress. And so I ended up moving into Gary's apartment. He had a spare room in his apartment that he had converted into a home office. And he gave me a pump-up mattress. I'd pump it up every day, every evening, deflate it every morning. And that's what I slept on for 2 years.
And then 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah. And I eventually... And Gary used to jokingly comment that it was more than I deserved. And I ended up moving into an apartment in his building then for the third year. But I essentially lived with him, worked with him, spent practically every waking moment of my life with him for about 3 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know he's a mentor for many of us in the direct response marketing days, and he was greatly missed. Tell me, obviously, from that, you've gone on and you've been involved in basically helping sell over hundreds of millions of dollars. The last I heard was like $140 million worth of products and services sold through your copywriting style and secrets and things. When you look at today, I mean, a lot of the time when you first kind of got started, more of it was direct response through mail and things. And now the stuff you're doing these days is obviously more online, and you're looking at things that are really focused around everything from social media and online presence stuff. What have you seen as some of the major differences between where you were there and where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, when my brother John and I, we were working with Gary, he originally got us into direct mail, which is very much a forgotten channel right now, but still a remarkably profitable, maybe one of the greatest untapped opportunities, I still feel, for marketers these days. I mean, we still do direct mail to our customer list, and it's just way more profitable than almost anything that we do. But yeah, we got into direct mail. We had a very, very significant business in direct mail there. We got into newspapers. We became the largest newspaper advertiser in America there for several years running, direct response newspaper advertiser. We did radio, we did magazines, we moved on to the internet. We did a whole massive variety of different stuff on the internet. I guess, you know, the big difference between online, if we're to talk macro differences between online versus offline, online is you know, there's 157 moving parts online and there's 3 offline. If it wasn't for how the internet has just, you know, consumed marketing as a whole, I would still be offline. I still am offline. I still do newspaper advertising. I still do direct mail. I do not do radio and magazines so much, but my heart is always in direct mail. It's always in newspapers. But I think just the complication, you know, everybody kind of got onto the internet with this illusion that the internet was easier, it was cheaper, it was faster. And it may have started out that way, but it most certainly has gone, it's grown to become the opposite of that now.
Caleb, I'm going to ask you something about that, because I think it's one of the things I know. So when I first started, I was doing a lot of direct mail copy at the time, generating mortgage leads for others, and eventually ended up doing mortgage leads for myself and my own mortgage company at the time. And so when I look at direct mail, back then it was a lot of the direct mail was more for client acquisition. Are you using direct mail these days for client acquisition? Are you using it for client ascension? What is the best use of direct mail these days, especially for our ClickFunnels listeners?
I think the very best use of it these days is back-end monetization. So just, you know, monetizing, ascending, as you mentioned there, you know, existing customers. You have to understand something. Email today, you know, I mean, let's take an industry-wide understanding of what open rates are on email. If you're getting, like, industry-wide, if you're getting 20% open rates, you're really doing quite well. Now, you know, warm customer lists do better, and, you know, there's sure. an awful lot of lists don't even do 20%. Well, if you compare that to direct mail, if you send a first-class letter to someone's home, first of all, there's no competition. You're probably going to be the only person. You and, you know, the local, you know, restaurant that's sending you a leaflet is going to be the only, you know, people in the mailbox. And you have 85 to a 90% open rate. The other thing, too, is that it used to be a case, I remember Gary telling me years ago that when he was growing up as a child, that, you know, the telephone, like if you got a phone call, like the world would stop. If the phone rang, you know, kids would stop playing on the street. Everyone would like run in and gather around the phone because it was an event. It was an event. It was a rare event. And email was like that when email first got started. Nowadays, I get about 300 emails a day. Well, it, you know, direct mail is just like that these days. When you get a direct mail sales message in the mail, it just stands out. It's an event. It's such a powerful experience. And you know, we're sending direct mail packages to our customers, and they are just extraordinarily profitable. So I think that it's one of the simplest campaigns that you can have. You just take a winning sales letter of yours and just mail it out to your customers. And, you know, I in my experience, it is just, it's the easiest money that you can get in your business.
So give me an idea as far as the price points that you're finding work really well for direct mail.
Oh, there are every price point that works online works in direct mail. You know, if you're mailing your customers, whatever you would mail your customers online, you can mail those, you know, that exact offer to your customers offline and expect to do very, very well with it. We do high ticket stuff. A lot of the times we do high ticket stuff, and most certainly high ticket stuff to a customer list is just phenomenally profitable. It's really something special. And it's, you know, it's so easy to pull off. Like, this is it. People have this understanding that, you know, maybe offline or direct mail is complicated. They're afraid of, you know, ink and paper. It's the easiest thing that you could ever possibly, easiest campaign that I've ever set up. And it sounds like I'm out here to like selling a direct mail product or something. I have nothing to sell along the lines of direct mail at all. You know, but it's just that it's just such a very, very lucrative opportunity that it always baffles me as to why, you know, internet marketers wouldn't be doing that today.
Well, actually, it's why I wanted to bring you on, because I was actually just opening up one of our direct mail pieces that we screwed up. And I'm going to talk to people about this in just a second. But I want to talk to you about, you mentioned there was three primary things from direct mail versus 157 crazy variables with internet marketing. Were you talking just ballpark figures, or do you think there really are just a few things from a direct mail standpoint that a marketer needs to pay attention to?
Yep, it's very simple. I mean, you know, any winning offer that you have online is, you know, that your list responds well to, your list is going to respond much better to by sending the same offer to your customer list. So it's the three things, you know, if I'm to narrow it down to like, what are the three things? You just need a list of people that know you, like you, and trust you. You need a really good offer, and you need a first-class envelope to deliver it. After that, you know, that's really all you need.
So with that being said, where are you sending them? on your direct mail piece, where's your call to action typically to? Is it to a phone number? Is it to an online link? Where do you send, what's the call to action in most of your direct mail pieces?
Both. Both work really, really well. The easiest thing to get going for everybody is to just send them to your website. The very best strategy for anybody to start out with direct mail is to just create, you could create a little one-page letter and just say, hey, listen, I'm contacting you with a very private, very exclusive opportunity. I wanted to reach out to you personally about it because I think that you'd be, a great fit for it. And all you got to do is just go and check it out. Here's the link. Just make sure you do it before this date because this opportunity will expire. And, the conversions that you will get just sending people a one-page sales letter, directing them to a VSL, a webinar sign-up page, whatever your offer may be at that point, will be remarkably surprising to you in comparison to maybe anything else you've been doing with your list up to that point. What we do is we do an awful lot of telephone call to actions, not via direct mail, but we send them to VSLs, and those VSLs end with like a schedule a call to qualify, call to action. We get them on the phone and we close them into high ticket coaching and consulting services.
And so direct mail to a VSL, VSL to a phone number, high ticket coaching on the back end.
Yeah, but that's our particular model. I mean, that's not the model, but the easiest thing for anybody to get started, like the easiest campaign is just what I mentioned, little one-page letter. I'm reaching out to you privately, personally, because I feel that you're a great fit for this. Just give them a deadline to take action, the order link, and, buy me a beer if it turns out to be as good as what I mentioned.
So I want to focus on the three things you made mention of, because I actually have one here, and I did two of the three. And I want to show you basically. So, again, you guys, we're doing this through video, so Caleb and I can see each other. You guys can't see this, but so Caleb, this is the letter. It's one page, okay. And it's basically a white. It's printed on white. It has a little yellow sticky note on there. Says, "Let me know if you want in on this." The phone number 208-912-0934, Ben, and a little yellow sticky note. And the people put this, usually your sticky note, the sticky part goes on top. For some reason, the people put this together did on the bottom. So that was one negative. It should have been the other way around. But if you go through this, I'll just read this real quick. Again, this went out to, so we had a list of about 1,800 people who had been to our last few Funnel Hacking Lives who were domestic here in the United States. And we thought we'd just send out a letter to them with a special alumni offer. So it says, from Russell Brunson. Date Monday, September 9th, 2019, 11:28 a.m. To Ben Janke, subject regarding Funnel Hacking Live special alumni offer. Hey, Ben, I know you're working with several people who are interested in coming to Funnel Hacking Live this year, so I want to let you know about a super sexy alumni bonus that we're rolling out. It's exclusive, so only those who have attended Funnel Hacking Live before will get in on this. Alumni who got their Funnel Hacking Live tickets by September 19th will get a special bonus that includes a Midnight Mastermind recording from the Two Comma Club X cruise. Do you remember that? Basically, it was when the rest of our ship was sleeping. A small group of us stayed up late into the night, and I taught them how we pump out our funnels and content so fast without having to hire an army. That's actually where the whole waffle concept started. Also remember that the sooner people buy their Funnel Hacking Live tickets, the more bonuses they'll get. Many of the speakers have bonuses that we'll pull down after we announce them, so the earlier buyers will get the most. I just checked the numbers, and we've already sold over 300 more tickets than this time last year. I have a gut feeling we'll sell out even faster than we did before. Thanks, Russell Brunson, CEO of ClickFunnels. P.S. Just thinking, if you want, feel free to print out this email and send it their way. Let them know that they can sign up at www.funnelhackinglive.com or just get on a call with them and make sure they lock in all the cool bonuses before we start pulling them. So the letter was fantastic.
Okay.
It's one we've used in the past. Uh-huh. It's actually converted extremely well. It went into a white envelope, self-addressed, handwritten. And the only problem was we decided to add in our Canadian buyers. And so when they sorted the list, they messed up the sort so that the people's names didn't correspond with the address.
Uh-huh.
And okay. So all of a sudden I have this person at a different address. So I literally have, I've been collecting them. I have, of the 1,800 we sent out, I think I have almost half of them sitting here on my floor in my office.
Nixie as back. Yeah.
Return to sender.
Yeah.
So my only reason mentioning that is I know this stuff works, and I want to make sure that the people who are listening understand it and use it in their marketing. I think direct response marketing, especially that mail these days, especially for a high ticket offer. I mean, that's it's a $997 offer that, again, we had used that offer in the past, and we typically saw if on 1,000 people, we were expecting roughly about 200 to 300 buyers out of that. And we got zero. Not one person received the letter. Actually, a couple received the letter and called us and said, "Hey, I got this letter, but it's not addressed to me. Did you guys do something wrong?" And that's when that was before we actually started getting all these things coming in.
Yeah, well, that's just a very unfortunate, issue there. So, I mean, you know, that stuff happens regardless of you know, whether it's online or offline. Mistakes get made, and that's just a part of doing business. Thankfully, it was to a small list. I'm sure you guys didn't lose your shirt over it.
No.
But the opportunity, you know, was lost for sure. But, yeah, I mean, I you know, barring, you know, those blue moon kind of issues, you know, direct mail, I still believe. I got asked there recently, you know, hey, if there was one thing that you could do for any company that would essentially, you know, bring them a very fast windfall of profits, what would it be? And I said, I would send a direct mail. I would, you know, recommend that they send a direct mail package to their buyers. So yeah, I don't know how we kind of got stuck on direct mail, but yeah, we do a lot of direct mail. It's something that I recommend to, you know, pretty much everybody that I work with. And, it's just, you know, it's also kind of like a competitive advantage. I really feel, you know, like the real secret, as everybody, you know, knows here, the real secret to monetizing your business is really to go to work on the back end. And the more opportunities you have to generate income on the back end, the more, you know, money you can make, the more income you can generate, the more money you can spend on the front end to generate a brand new customer. And as everybody knows, he or she who can spend the most amount of money to acquire a new customer wins. Well, direct mail, if you think of how difficult it is to put these funnels together and these campaigns together and, you know, the upsells and the downsells and all of this kind of good stuff, anybody who's played that game long enough knows that that is a difficult, difficult game. Well, you know, the ability to switch on a completely brand new income stream that's going to monetize your back end without it interfering with any of your email scheduling of offers and promos, it's almost like another business. It's almost like another business that you're plugging into your existing business, with it being like 1/10 of the effort of what you're currently doing. And my experience has been that you can add about another 50% more income to your business by frequently direct mailing your list. And, you know, you've got two options there. You can really take your winning offers and just print them on paper and send them out to people. Or you can just do what I mentioned, which is write a short little cover letter. Think of it as an email. And just send it out. Think of it as a really, really good email. Put it on a one-page, two-page letter, print it front and back, stick it in a number 10 envelope, first-class stamp, get it out the door. And as we say in Ireland, Bob's your uncle after that. You just direct people straight to your VSLs, and you're going to have an awful lot of you know, additional revenue there. The beautiful thing as well that, you know, we have found is that we had a client, and this client had an awful lot of customers who unsubscribed from his list and stopped receiving emails. And I think he had about 1,000 people. He had quite a large customer list. He had about 1,000 people who had essentially unsubscribed from his list. But they didn't unsubscribe from being mailed via direct mail. And he sent a direct mail package to those people, and they bought from him in record numbers. It was a customer reactivation strategy for him. So it's just all around a really beautiful strategy, a fantastic way of monetizing a customer list and you know, generating, and obviously wouldn't be making any income claims or anything. But in my experience, if you're frequently mailing your direct mailing your customer list, you know, it can be an extra 50% of additional sales and revenue and even personal income there. It's incredible.
I know you mentioned as far as how do we get stuck on this. We got stuck on this by my choice. I am like such a huge advocate of direct mail. And I think that my main reason for it is I think too often a lot of the people who get online have feel like there's no reason to, why would I spend any time or effort on direct mail? Yeah. And I think what you just made mention of is really the main reason I'm kind of diving and keeping you stuck on this whole direct mail concept.
I'm very happy to talk about it.
Because I feel like too often a lot of us in the online world feel like that's the only place we can reach out to people. And I've seen, it was interesting. We have 2 years ago, we rolled out our Two Comic Club X coaching program. And when we did it, one of the things that we decided to do, we were thinking, how else can we over deliver to our clients? These are people who, again, were paying at the time $1,800 a month. They're now paying $2,500 a month. And one of the things that we wanted to help increase stick was actually just to put together a book of the month club, where we would actually basically send them a book with, it was the book, it was all wrapped. I wish I had one of those boxes here. Had a letter in there from us, how much we appreciated them as just a gift. And we actually created a club where they started reading and everyone had the same book to read for that month. And I think there's a lot of things that you can do, not only to sell, but to help keep your customers. We find for most membership sites online, you know, it's a 3 to 4 month attrition. It's hard to get a person past, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. But direct mail have been some of the main things I've seen that have helped get people to stick through that. As you were mentioning, I think the Ascension is a huge, huge opportunity as well.
Yeah. And you know, another great strategy for direct mail is anytime you acquire a new customer, send them a gift, you know, send them, like we send hats, you know, our business is, you know, we help, you know, marketers, you know, generate more customer sales and profits. And I have this whole kind of philosophy about it, the alchemist. You know, the alchemist is essentially a marketer that, you know, knows how to, you know, strike oil everywhere he digs for it. So I have this whole spiel about the alchemist, and I send a hat, a little baseball cap, and it says alchemist on the front of it. And it comes with a really cool letter that describes, you know, my this concept of the alchemist. And, of course, along with that free gift comes, you know, a little sales letter that sells them on another product. And that is what's known as a stick strategy. When you welcome a brand new customer on board by giving them a gift, giving them a vision for their future and what's about to unfold as a result of them becoming a new client of yours, that really, you know, the number one thing I get thanked for in my business is for that hat. People are blown away. They're so grateful for it. They wear it. They post pictures of it on the internet. It's just such a valuable strategy. It makes them feel really appreciated, really valued, really welcomed on board. And what comes as a result of that is they stick around for longer. And in addition to that, it's a profit center. It's an additional profit center. You just take your top offer and stick it in an envelope and put it out with the gift that you send people. And that is another very, very lucrative strategy. You get two birds with one stone there. You get to increase, actually three birds, you know, birds to be quite honest. Number one, you get to create massive goodwill with your clients. Number two, you get to increase their stick rates. And number three, you get to generate more sales, profits, and income. And that's something that's so automated. You know, it can be set up to be so automated, just like an email autoresponder that goes out to everybody that joins your list.
I love it. No, I'm a huge believer in doing the same. I know with ClickFunnels, basically a person signs up for a free trial. The very first thing as part of their onboarding is to listen to Russell basically go through 20 minutes of walking them through how to use ClickFunnels. And if they do that, we'll send them a free Funnel Hacker t-shirt. And they don't pay the shipping or anything else. We literally just send it to them. Because one of the things we've seen, again, it's that whole stick rate. So I'd encourage you guys who are listening to this to think of how can you use direct mail in your online business. One of the best things in the world is to realize that going from online to offline, as Caleb's already mentioned, you're gonna look at about a 50% increase in revenue. So, and it's not gonna cost you that much to send them stuff. In addition to that, you get a huge value with your clients. They feel appreciated. They stick longer. I mean, it's a win-win. So I'm beating the drum here as far as direct mail. I want to make sure people understand the importance of it and realize it can be used to sell things. It can be used to help people stick with your current products and help people ascend. there's probably not a better way of going from online to offline than by using direct mail.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, I know one of the things you've got is ROI tips. What in the world is ROITips.com?
ROI tips is, it is essentially, you know, I have wanted for the longest time to take some of the greatest secrets and tactics and strategies and stories that I have learned over the years, you know, from direct mail, from newspaper advertising, radio, magazines. We got into the CPA space back in the Wild West days of CPA. I've since become, you know, one of the top webinar marketers that are out there. We do a tremendous amount of coaching, consulting, traffic, you know, we do an awful lot. And I wanted to create like a collection of like my greatest advertising secrets, my greatest marketing secrets from having generated about $150 million worth of sales and revenues for the companies that I've owned and operated. And I created essentially, you know, 61 thus far, 61 articles, tips, you could call them a newsletter, but they're not really a newsletter. And I've called them ROI tips. And essentially, you can just go to the website. They're all being given away for free. So it's ROITips.com, stands for return on investment, obviously. So anybody who's interested in learning, you know, those secrets and tactics and campaigns and business models that I've used, you can just go and sign up and it's entirely free.
Well, I appreciate you offering that to our listeners. Any other things we should cover before we let you go?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm an open book there. So whatever you think, I think that's anybody who kind of takes, I think that, you know, what we spoke about here was a great tip, was an ROI tip, I guess, in many ways. And, you know, one of the things that I've always found is that, you know, the people who take action on this stuff are usually the people that, you know, make an awful lot of money from it. But the people that listen to these things and consider it, you know, charming information, they miss out on a tremendous, you know, opportunity there. So I think the people who will take action on, you know, the tips that were shared here today are the people that are going to go forward and make a tremendous amount of money in their business. They are the people that are going to have a whole lot more money in the bank account to go and acquire a whole lot more customers on the front end. So I think if I was to close out with anything, it's follow the advice that was given here today.
I love it. Well, Cam, yeah. Thanks so much for your time.
Dave, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk and an honor to have the opportunity to talk with your tribe here. Thank you so much.
All right, bud. We'll talk soon.
Cheers.